Okay, so this video, I was actually watching another guy's video, and he made a great point about women who are like who are traveling, or let's say like if you're with a woman and she comes to you and says, "Hey, I want to travel for the weekend with some girlfriends, or just travel alone." Now, this has never ever failed anywhere. Like I said, women don't change because of what country they're from or what country they're in. Men don't change from what country they're from, what country they're in. The same core logic, the same nature of men and women stays consistent. It's just because it's man and woman. So she's from Portugal, she's from Brazil, she's from Ukraine. Like it, you don't have to flip the logic for the woman. They're all looking for the same thing, just like all men are looking for the same thing. All men want to fuck bitches, and all bitches want to fuck men who have, you know, value. Okay, it just is what it is. You will find this from Saudi Arabia to fucking Nigeria, and you go there, and you will see the same things play out. It doesn't change. The only thing that changes is the language, is the verbal language. Everything else is the same. Everything else. But so this video is about, if your wife or girlfriend comes to you with some shit that she wants to travel and be gone for more than a day, that's bad news, son, for you. And what the guy was saying in the video, he was true. Like a guy of high value, like who a guy of high value and knows what he's looking at, he'll tell the woman, yeah, sure, go ahead. But he's going to break up with her soon. And he's 1,000% correct. Because for any man who's actually, you know, who's traveled down this road of traveling, you know, like me, I've been married in different countries. I've dated women from all over the world. I've traveled all over the world. I still haven't made it to like Japan and all that yet, but I've traveled a nice chunk of the world. Any man who's done this can tell you this as a fact. When women start traveling alone, that is a clear sign she is fucked up. Okay. See, men are built to get up and travel, go somewhere and go get married, and that's just their life, and it can be legit healthy. Women are not built like this. You see, once women start, the traveling alone is kind of falling into them becoming more of a man. Like they become too independent. And once they become too independent, there's nothing you can do with them. So when women start traveling alone, especially alone, or they claim they're with girlfriends, but they're actually doing it alone. See, like that is a woman's clear way of saying, I'm fucked up. Nothing can fix me. I still want this magical image in my head of a mythological creature, but I'm fucked up. That's exactly what it is. I think I told you guys a story, this American girl. I bumped into her because I'm from America. She bumped into me. We started talking. We went out. And I mean, they'll tell you flat out, but yeah, they got a boyfriend. And yeah, so where are we going for drinks? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, when a woman starts, like, I this is such a deep topic. I don't even know where to start. Okay, see, when a woman starts traveling, you see, how she even gets to this point is just fucked up, okay? Because by the time she feels like it's a good idea to do this, like she has pretty much exhausted. She's, for one reason or another, she's exhausted all the men near her. Now if she's married or has a boyfriend, see, that's even a more clear sign that she's pretty much done with that guy. Okay, if this woman's not trying to bring her kids and family to where she's traveling to, like she goes like, hey, I want to go to Portugal for 2 weeks. We're going to need a 3-bedroom because we got the kids and it's going to be us. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's doing this, if she's not trying to bring the man along, oh, God, that's difficult to watch. Because, and the reason why it's difficult to watch a lot of times in my age bracket is because, see, this is difficult for men to understand and to accept because men want to feel like they can do everything. But this is just the reality. The mental age you were when you got in that relationship, whether it be with a woman, it be with like the military, or it's with like going to prison, whatever age you were when you went in there and your, you know, your awareness on the world and shit, that's the age you're going to be when you get out. So any growth of seeing, reading between the lines, you're just not gonna see it, okay? So if your girlfriend and wife is trying to do this, oh, I'm traveling for work and I'll be gone for a week, like, oh, bro, that is bad. You see, you could go do it, okay? You go travel for a week, but she don't know. No, that once she does it, no, bro. Okay, she's getting some other dicks up in her. Okay, either she's getting some other dicks up in her, or she really wants to get some dicks up in her, and maybe she's just not physically, you know, capable in the area to get some dicks up in her. Like, for instance, when I ran into an American girl here in Prague, she was not a bad looking girl. In America, she's about an 8, 8.5. Now here, she falls to about a 6. So the girl I ran into here, she's gonna have, it's almost like going from like Ohio to New York City. Probably, is in that same area. Like, and that's where women also get a lot of reality checks. So also, like, if your woman's going to like Missouri, some shit like that, yeah, bro. Because women, they plot. See, everything a woman does is plot, is based off of how pretty she thinks she is and how pretty she thinks the women are going to be around her. Everything she does is based on these two things. The places of employment she goes to, the places she goes to eat, what time she goes to these places to eat, depending on the city. Everything a woman does is based off of her getting attention, which is based off of how pretty she's going to be in the room compared to other women. I'm telling you, it never fucking fails. It never fails. So I'm just going to be upfront. Like, if, and I'm sorry, like, if any of you got girlfriends or wives or anything, if your wife is traveling without you, she's trying to get fucked by another dude. That's just it. That's just the point. Like, because she can't do it near you, okay? Because there's too much of a chance, you know, how Facebook works. It'd be like, well, this person was near you, so you must know these other people, and you get them talking, and it'd be like, oh, yeah, I fucked that girl, and then it comes in being your wife. So, like, you know how that shit goes. See, this is why women will, when they do it, and men too, they'll travel, like, at least outside the city. Like, when they start that traveling shit. See, when they don't, see, a bad sign is when a woman starts either traveling or she's messing with guys who travel, because now she's trying to travel with them. You see, that is usually women who flock to those lifestyles. Those are the women who usually get all the dick between 16 to about 28, 29, 30. And then at 30, they can't find a man for the next 10 years. Because those traveling men can now keep going back and get another 25-year-olds. That's why. But that's another topic. But when a woman starts traveling, I'm telling you, with especially without her man and her kids, when she starts traveling, because most times if she's traveling for like a job or something, they'll accommodate for her family. They'll bring her family along. Okay. They don't do that. They don't just take the wife. Or sometimes they don't. Like, there'll be some kind of kickback for the family. I very rarely have seen her stories of a job offer somebody, especially if it's a legit job, offer somebody travel and absolutely have no type of way to get the money back to at least bring the husband along or at least bring their own kids along. Like, there's going to be at some point, they're going to pay for all the food and it'll balance out to it some kind of way. Like, they're going to get that money back. All right. And so if she's doing this and she ain't trying to bring you along, bro, no, that's not good. I don't care what she's telling you. Because women, like, you, I remember, a woman's job is to tell you whatever she thinks you want to hear. So at this point, see, like, this is what separates men from boys. Because, see, a man would hear that and go, okay, honey, go ahead, bye. And then when she comes back, like, y'all just ain't cool no more. Whereas, like, a boy would go, oh, yeah, seriously, she's going to go out there. So, yeah, I trust her. Like, see, that's boy shit. You see what I'm saying? Because you always got to stay on top of women, because women never fucking, like, they never grow, like, to the same level, like, grown men grow. Like, they never do. So, like, you always got to stay on. They're like children. You have to stay on top of them. But, yeah, when they start traveling, I'm telling you, there is a 95% chance, 99% chance she's trying to get fucked. And she's trying to do some crazy shit, get fucked. You see? Because she's tired of you at this point. She's doing it, and she's not offering to bring you along. She's tired of you, okay? She's trying to get fucked hard. That's just the reality. sorry to tell you, if you didn't already know this, that's why I say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Oh, when women travel, man, I done got so many stories, man, like women travel to Hawaii or fucking Barbados or wherever the fuck those islands are, Southeast North America, all those little fucking Spanish. When they travel, they get it in, son, like hard. Like, and it's even crazier for them because they'll get the free drinks and get it in, like with some native there. I'm telling you, man, I have never personally heard a story of when a woman starts traveling, she's not running through copious amounts of dick. I have never heard a story of this not happening. Okay. I've never. Since I've been in Prague, I've been in Prague 3 years. I went back to the US for like a few months, but I came back. When I first came here, man, like I was meeting American girls, like they, man, it was so ridiculous. Like they like openly about threesomes, fucking other dudes in a class. It was ridiculous. It was unbelievable. Like, I don't know what it is about travel with women, but when you bring up the topic of travel, you are automatically ranked higher in her. Okay, like women will remember you for years. Perfect example, right? I worked at the VA. I was a graduate assistant when I was getting my master's degree. I worked at the VA, right? And this woman, she had no reason to remember me. I just said my name. She goes, "Oh, where are you living at?" Like the first response was, you know, you travel. Where are you living at? Because you travel. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know. Maybe it's like a mysterious combination with this person must either have some money or know people who has money. I don't know what it is exactly, but man, with women around the world, when you talk about travel, like you will automatically be higher up on the list to her. Like she's going to remember your first and last name. She remembers your voice. She probably remembers your telephone number you had 3 years ago that was turned off. I don't know what it is, but women and travel equals whore. That's how it is. Women and travel is like automatic panty dropper. Once she catches wind, or you got an accent, you're foreign, you come here, you got an accent in check. Oh, immediately. They all of a sudden have more time for you. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's so, now if you're like stuck in America and you're just with other Americans, well then it's just, I have a lot of money. Like that'll get over with a lot more women probably. But travel still works on women in fucked up countries like North America. I don't know what it is exactly. Like I said, I think it may be like the mixture of travel being like the somewhat going to the mysteriousness, and then you must have been brave traveling to the mysterious. And in order to travel, you must have had money and confidence to do it and survive. So maybe that's the connection in a woman's brain to why this is the way it is. But I'm telling you, man, when you travel, bro, when you travel, like you will automatically I tell you what, like if you want to experiment, just talk to a woman and just be like, "Oh yeah, I lived in Madagascar for 4 years when I was younger." And what I guarantee you, her eyes are gonna go, "You did what?" And now all of a sudden she'll talk to you more when she sees you in the hallway. I promise you, man. I don't know what it is exactly. Like I think I deduced it. I'm gonna have to put more thought into it and then bring it up in another video. But women and traveling usually equals they want to be a whore, which is nothing wrong with that. But I mean, just realize what they're doing. They should just realize what they're doing if they're in a real relationship. But like I said, if your wife or girlfriend starts that shit and she's actively like not trying to bring you along, if your girlfriend and wife is doing this and she's not already making reservations first for you to come, and then you go, "Oh no, I don't want to go." Type shit. Like if it's not in that order, she's going to go get fucked. She may not have the courage to go out and go initiate it, but she's hoping a guy comes up and does it to her. You see, that is the core of what it is. I promise you, I swear to you, this is what it is. So remember that if your wife or girlfriend is like, let's say she works like Procter & Gamble or Amazon or some shit like that, and they want to send her to Vegas or something, okay, if she didn't already book a room and reservations for at least you, okay, if she did already do it and then come to you and tell you, oh yeah, 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 so we're going to go to Vegas. And you know what I'm saying? If she didn't go about it this way, she's going to go get fucked. And even then, sometimes some of them would still try to do it like that just to see if you'll go. And if you'll go, they'll just deal with you. But I guarantee you, if she didn't go about it this way and you didn't go, oh no, I'm cool, baby. Man, the Bengals come on this Sunday. I ain't, this is the day before playoff games. I ain't trying to miss that. If it's not in that order, yeah, bro. She's trying to get some penis. Sorry. That's the reality. Now, she may not even be fully aware of it. Because like I said, women, they're emotional, they're instinctual, so they don't really think logically exactly why they're sometimes they don't. They just do it. But this is what they were wanting. Like, so yeah, that's it, man. Wait, women, when they start traveling and they're not traveling with man, bro, that's bad. Those women, if they're single and doing it, those women usually never get married. They'll probably end up with a kid or two and have, you know, lick their wounds going back to their home country or home state. But those, I'm telling you, see, and that's a product of feminism because they want to be independent. So let them go be independent, get fucked up, and live the rest of their lives resenting their decision, pretty much.